This is the Last Show Podcast. Yeah. I'm your host, Courtney Shane Williams. On this episode, I talk about Hulk Hogan, and how he rolls during sex tape, racist tirades. Also, talk about Kelly Osbourne dipping her toe into the Donald Trump water. And I talk about the Last Stand-Up Style Comedy Showcase. It was a fantastic turnout. And we delve into some other stuff. Quick hitters, we got a diabolical hater with jam packed. Thank you for listening to the last show. Man. Buckle up. It's called the last show. She want the old soul, cause hip hop is old. She don't want. Welcome to the Last Show Podcast.
Thanks.
This is your host, Courtney. This is like my second podcast of the day. If you haven't checked out the Hip Hop Podcast, breakdown the Meek Mill and Drake beat, that was surprising. Check it out. I'm going to post both of these episodes probably today, and I'm running this on a Tuesday. What is this? The 4th of what month? August. Yeah, so it's like my second podcast of the day. And, like, I don't have a co-host. You know, I ride solo on this thing. You know, that's the only way to successfully rob a bank. The only people that know what happens in these walls here is me and my girl's cat. That's it. We're the only two people that know this podcast exists in the raw form. But thank you guys for listening. I appreciate your time on the show. This last weekend was the comedy show that I produce in the city of Seattle. I live in Seattle. I'm a stand-up comedian for everyone that does not know. And I produce a monthly comedy show, stand-up style comedy showcase. It's the first Sunday of every month at Naked City. And you can find out more about it. It was a great show. Sold out show. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. Right now, we got more pressing issues. Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster. Terry. I still think it's funny that his name is Terry. His name is Terry Bollea. Terry Hulk Hogan. That's what they're called. His name is Terry Bollea. Dude's name is Terry. So apparently, Terry said some racist stuff. Is he a racist? I don't know. I'm not here to break that down. Like, whether he's, I mean, I could care less. Like, I'm never going to see the Hulkster. Like, he doesn't have enough power to, like, inflict any damage, like, all my life. Like, somebody like Hulk Hogan being racist, it doesn't really, as long as he doesn't hurt anybody, it doesn't really affect anybody, you know, at all. It's not like he, you know, owns an apartment complex and won't let black people live there. Like, those are the real issues. It's not like he's a policeman. No, dude, he's a fake wrestler in a fake sport. Yeah, sure, he picked up Andre the Giant for real, but do you really think Hulk Hogan suplexed a 7'5 dude? No, it's a fake dude in a fake sport, and I'm going to treat him like that. Hulk Hogan, Terry. The crazy thing about this whole thing is that he said some racist stuff on a sex tape. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Hulk Hogan is making sex tapes, dude. Hulk Hogan's like 61 years old making sex tapes. Shouldn't there be like a limit, like an age limit on sex tape? It should be like riding a roller coaster. Like after a certain age, just stop with the tapes. And if you're going to make a sex tape, at least have the decency, you know, to put it on a hard drive. That way you can like burn it or put it on a DVD. The problem with putting it on a DVD is that at some point in time, it has to get on your computer. And that transition period from the video camera to your computer to make the DVD is when people that are 61 years old forget, like, it backs up the file. So then the raw file ends up on your iCloud, and now everybody has the sex tape. Now you got an R. Kelly situation. It's not good. Except R. Kelly, instead of being underage, there's some racism on a sex tape. Who would have thought? I mean, because when I think sex, I don't think racism. You know what I mean? I'm not in the sex tape industry. I'm not in the sex tape game. So maybe that's what all the kids are doing in the street, you know, throwing racial epithets at the end. But Racism doesn't really put me in the mood either. And the other thing, like, who found out about this tape? Like who's the sleuth that had to pry over the Hulk Hogan sex tape footage to get that nugget? I don't know if it's a nugget. Maybe it's not a nugget. Maybe it's a loaf. But who's the person that, you know, meticulously went over the Hulk Hogan sex tape footage to finally, oh, there's racism? Because I assume it's at the end of the tape. You know what I mean? I don't know. But maybe Hulk Hogan, you know what I mean? He's a performer. Who knows? Maybe he comes in with the boa, like he's coming on stage. And when he rips his shirt off like the Hulkster, maybe he immediately starts screaming racial epithets. But, you know, I assume it's at the end. Like once, you know, the emotions die down and you know what I mean, you're having a cigarette. I assume that's when he went in. He was talking about his girl's boyfriend. Like, this whole thing is weird. He was intending or spitting. I don't even know if it was spitting. Like, I didn't watch the tape. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I didn't watch it. And normally, like, you know, shameful admission, you know, if it's on that, like, I'm down for, like, a sex tape. Like, I'm not there to see the sex. It's just if something weird happens, like, you don't want to see the tape. You know what I mean? Like, but it has to be in, like, the Paris Hilton stuff. That was weird. The Paris Hilton, because, like, you could, like, see her eyes glowing. That was weird. The R. Kelly one, that was disturbing. Because that tape was, like, when the internet was still on dial-up. So, like, it took me, like, 3 days to download the tape. And so after like day one, I'm like, I'm just going to watch a piece. So I watched what was downloaded. I'm like, oh my God, this is out of control. That's definitely R. Kelly. And this is uncomfortable. Turned it off. So I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, how the sex, now I've lost my train of thought. But he was talking about his boyfriend. That's what I thought. He was talking about his daughter's boyfriend being black, and he was aiming racial, remarks towards this dude that was, you know, black, that I guess she was dating or whatever. And it raised so many questions. Like, if you're having sex and you get finished, and the first thing you think about, or when you start, if you're the Hulkster or in the middle, I don't know when he was talking. I didn't watch the tape. But if the first thing on your mind is your daughter's boyfriend, that's weird. Like, that's awkward, dude. Like, the first thing on your mind is your daughter's boyfriend. Like, I mean, what was this, like a prostitution situation? Like, just for the fact that he did that, if I was the woman, I would post the tape immediately just to embarrass him. Like, especially if it was during this. Like, if it was during it, then, yeah, I would post it just to embarrass this dude. Sex. A sex tape. Dude, the first thing on your mind is your daughter's boyfriend. And I usually don't say, like, someone's a racist. Like, it's not my job to come out here and figure out who's racist, who's not. I don't have that kind of time. You know what I mean? Like, if I know you and you affect me directly, okay, yeah, I have a problem. But, you know, the Hulkster, Terry Bollea, I'm not worried about it whether he's racist or not. And because usually I don't throw the accusation of being a racist around, because that's a strong accusation. But I will say this. If you have sex and the thing that you can think about during the session is the fact that your daughter's boyfriend is black, you're a racist, dog. I mean, ain't no two ways to put it. And I did more research, and apparently he had made some remarks before about, you know, racism. And, so, yeah, I think Hulk Hogan's a racist. I mean, bottom line, it's just the behavior is just too weird. You know what I mean? It's not even your boyfriend. It's your daughter's boyfriend. It's just weird, 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 weird behavior. So, yeah, I think, you know, the Hulkster is a racist. And then the WWF, like, fired him. And then it was news on ESPN. Like, ESPN covers, like, real sports. They don't have wrestling on TV ever. They don't even put, like, real, I mean, maybe they put like college wrestling, or they don't have the Olympics. Like, they don't put wrestling on TV in any form. They put real sports on TV. But like, the Hulkster said some racist remarks. It's like front page on ESPN. They're ridiculous. I didn't watch SportsCenter, but I think it would have been hilarious if they had the Hulk Hogan racist comments on SportsCenter, because then professional journalists would have had to admit that it was during a sex tape, and if they're doing their journalism correctly, that means they watched the tape. So the idea of seeing like Bob Lee like talking about like on Outside the Lines, the Hogan sex story. And the other thing is funny is that whenever they talk about an athlete on TV, they always play highlights of that athlete. So if it's like LeBron James, like in the background, it'll be like LeBron dunking, you know, like in the background, it'd be like Hulk Hogan, like, you know, like putting a hand to his ear to hear the audience and like wagging his hand around. And it'd be a picture of him like dropping the leg on somebody, like him picking up Andre. And it just make the whole thing like the circus that it is. It's like Hulk Hogan. I'm just not going to take this story seriously. And I guess some people will probably be upset. Oh, you need to have an opinion on the Hulk. I mean, come on, dude. It's Hulk Hogan. I mean, come on, man. What do we do? And I'm not even nervous calling him a racist or talking about this. Not. Because he's fake. It's not real. He's Terry Bollea. I'm not afraid of Terry. I mean, only way I would be afraid of Hulk Hogan is if in the script that they wrote for the wrestling match that day, it said, and this is the point when you actually hit him in the face. Then at that point, maybe. But other than that, you're Hulk Hogan. It's a weird thing, man. Hulk Hogan's a racist. Bill Cosby, rapist. Weird. And I was uncomfortable with the Bill Cosby. I'm not uncomfortable with Hulk Hogan. Because it's like the Bill Cosby situation, I don't really want to touch that. Number one, it's actually a serious issue. And there's no way to be like playful about it. And number two, I'm a stand-up comedian. So, like, Bill Cosby might be in the Illuminati, and, you know, like, he shuts down my little comedy career. You know, the show I produce every month, like, all of a sudden, nobody shows up. You know, and in the middle of the room, you know, somebody put, you know, a plastic toy baby, you know, in the astrological pose. What's that pose where you spread out? You know what I mean? Geonomic projection? What is that called? I'm going to do some research on that. No, I'm not. I'm lying. You know the pose I'm talking about. Where they put you down like on a compass. You know, and it's supposed to like make you one with the earth. Like, yeah, you know. So I'm scared of Bill Cosby. I'm not going to lie. Hulk Hogan, I ain't scared of that dude. Because he can't do nothing to me. I don't wrestle. Like, I don't work for Vince McMahon. So, Hulk Hogan, dude. Racist. Can't. I would say I can't believe it, but I can. I mean, it is wrestling after all. Profiles on racial stereotypes nonstop, man. But the thing, you know, the Hulkster. And then doubling down on weird, racist, humorous conversation. Kelly Osbourne. Kelly Osbourne today dipped her toe in racist waters talking about Donald Trump. Now, let me tell you something about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, man, this thing is hilarious. He's going to get somebody fired. Like, Donald Trump can't be fired because he's Donald Trump and like he's playing the character of Donald Trump. And I mean, it's like showing up to a circus and being like, oh, that lion tamer's on the hot seat. No, he's not, dude. He's a lion tamer. He's part of the show. You know what I mean? He's complaining about the clowns at a rodeo because they might get hurt. No, their job is to get hurt. That's part of the show. That's what Donald Trump is. So Donald Trump's not going to be fired from being Donald Trump. He's actually becoming more popular because he is Donald Trump. But this dude is going to get somebody seriously fired. And today, Kelly Osbourne, of all people, dipped her toe in a Donald Trump water. And crazy. First of all, the fact that the first segment of this show is Hulk Hogan and Kelly Osbourne makes me like, what year is this? Like 1990? Like, what am I doing here? Kelly Osbourne, funny enough, no talent. Like, she's like the Kim Kardashian type. Paris Hilton-esque. No talent. But, like, she's not even, like, Kim Kardashian level of talent, which actually takes no talent. She's not even talented enough to have no talent. I mean, at least you want to watch the show. The show she was on was her dad's show, and you watched it because you couldn't understand what her dad was saying. Everybody else is just weird. You know what I mean? Just weird. Anyways, I digress. Kelly Osbourne dipped her toe in the Donald Trump water because Donald Trump, obviously, like Donald Trump's platform on presidency is the Mexicans have to go. Like that's he's not going to say it. He's not running. And somebody had a great theory I heard the other day. Like, he's not going to win the Republican nomination, but he has so much money, he's going to run for president anyways because he's good at being Donald Trump and is good for his brand. So he's going to run as an independent, take votes away from the Republican candidate, and then Hillary Clinton's going to win anyways. And I think it's fantastic. Not that Hillary's going to win, but just the fact that Donald Trump has so much money, he's going to stay in the race. This is hilarious. It's hilarious. This is the best reality show going right now. It's Donald Trump. I'm telling you, man. Like, we need to put a GoPro on Donald Trump's head. I just want to walk through. And it's not even his real hair. So, like, it would be easier to attach the GoPro. I mean, you could do it with, like, a glue gun. He's not going to feel it. It's not his real hair. Anyways, Kelly Osbourne. I forgot. It's 1990 again. Back. Kelly Osbourne dipped her toe into the Donald Trump water today. Because Donald Trump's platform, as I mentioned, is the Mexicans have to go. Like, that's his platform. Funny enough, he's becoming more popular by running on that platform, which should disturb everyone in this country. That the fact that he's more popular, that means people are like, yeah. They got to go. So, Kelly Osbourne today on The View, and the only reason I know it was The View is because I signed into Twitter to, like, check something out. By the way, apparently, I digress once again. Apparently, like, Lenny Kravitz split his pants and, like, something popped out. You know what I mean? So, like, people are meat peeping right now on Twitter. But, anyways, Kelly Osbourne is on The View. And, I think I can quote her exactly because it was a short quote. She said, Donald Trump, if all of the Latin people leave the country, who's going to clean your toilet? What? And like, and the funny thing is, like, on The View, Rosie Perez is up there, which is like, and it's like Rosie Perez immediately is like that. And like, Rosie Perez is a character in herself anyways. Like, and she's one of my favorite. I love Rosie Perez. I do a limited fake Rosie Perez from White Man Can't Jump. You spent the money. That's my Rosie Perez impersonation. But anyways, Rosie Perez immediately is like, what? And then I heard somebody else say, hey, I don't think you meant to say that. She says, and then like immediately, like, her face like changes. Kelly Osbourne, this is the best moment in Kelly Osbourne's career. If you don't let the Latin people in, who's going to clean your toilet? And then Rosie Perez is like, no. And then the awkward thing happens where, like, it sits there for a minute. And then, like, Whoopi Goldberg is weird because, like, Whoopi Goldberg is the star of the show. And she probably makes the most money, but, like, she does the least amount of work. And she just kind of, like, you know, she kind of leans back like, yo, dude, I'm going to go Fat Joe on this one. I got to lean back. And someone says, I don't think you meant to say that. And then someone follows it up. And then I think then it starts sinking into Kelly Osbourne's head of what she said. And then someone else says, you know, there's a lot of other jobs. And then Rosie Perez, like, jumps in. And then someone says, and then she gets mad. This is weird. Like, when you say something despicable, and like, maybe you feel vulnerable. If you apologize immediately, then people are going to call you a racist. But the easiest thing to do is say, oh, I misspoke. I didn't mean it that way. But then she, like, defends it. And she's like, oh, no. That's not what I'm talking about. Because someone's like, you know, there's other jobs for Latin people besides, you know. No. That's not what I'm talking about. But then she starts saying, but like in L.A., if you go to the, and then starts, you know, validating what she says based on the fact that Latin people, you know, clean her house in Hollywood somewhere. Then finally, like, one woman just overtalks the whole conversation and just puts an end to it. But she is trending on Twitter, and rightfully so, because out of the mouth, the heart speaks. She probably thinks, oh, Latin people can do more than clean toilets. But to her, Latin people are valuable to Donald Trump to clean his toilet and to clean his toilet only. Because if they weren't, she would have said, you know, something else. But she didn't say something else. She said, hey, who's going to clean your toilet? Makes me think, who cleans her toilet? Because that seems like an awful job. I mean, honestly, out of all the toilets I would want to clean, I mean, Kelly Osbourne's like not at the top of the list. You know what I mean? I imagine she's probably messy, maybe some splatter. And I mean, plus the diet. I mean, the diet is the main thing. Like, it's disturbing. The diet, you know what I mean? I don't know what she's, you know, putting in her mouth. I watched her on the television show. I mean, some of that food was like spoiled. And then like, well, didn't they like live like on a Kraft mac and cheese? Like that can't be good for your system. If you do have a Mexican clean your toilet, Kelly Osbourne, pay them double today. You know what I mean? Just for the sake that, you know, you got that Kraft mac diet. It's tough to deal with. So those are stories. It's crazy. Now, what I wanted to talk about too. This last weekend, August 2nd, Sunday. Stand Up South Comedy Showcase, the show I produced in Seattle. It was great. Thank you for everybody that came out. It was a fantastic show. The first sellout ever. And now when I started the show, the only reason, you know, I started it as, you know, something great to do. I thought it'd be cool, you know, book my own show, do my own thing. But I was only going to do it as long as people wanted to show up and actually watch the show, you know, because there is enough bad shows. There's enough bad comedy to last you for the rest of your life. There's enough bad shows in Seattle to last you forever. There's just enough of them. So I didn't want to add, you know, to the feces. So the idea of the show was to only do the show if people wanted to see it. The fact that the last show was sold out and the attendance has been climbing, especially during the summer. I mean, the weather in Seattle was awful all the other time. So during the summer, the fact that the weather is good and now the show is increasing, the last show was sold out, is great. So for the foreseeable future, the show is going to continue to go on. Try to carry the momentum going into the fall, and hopefully the show continues to build and build and build, and it'll be great. But because this is my platform where I speak, you know, to the people that download the show, because this is my platform, I wanted to make sure that I thank everybody that came out to the show. So if I didn't get to thank you personally, this is a thank you for your time and coming out to the show and being a part of it and continue to support the show. You continue to support it. I'll continue to put together, you know, great lineups that hopefully you enjoy. Continue to come back. All right. So, yeah, that's that. Let's do the Diabolical Hater of the Week. Let's go there. We haven't done that segment in a while. Maybe you forget how it goes, but it starts with the intro that sounds like this.
Well, well, well. The most diabolical hater in
town. Something must be seriously wrong with the world. I know y'all ain't hating.
Diabolical Hater of the Week. I don't have his name, but it's the dude that killed Cecil the Tiger. Or Cecil. I keep calling it Cecil the Tiger. But, Cecil the Lion. I'm about to pull up his name right now. Cause you gotta.
I think y'all lost your mind. Y'all got me on my.
Dude found out that now he's a target. Yeah, he's a target on the internet. You should have already known that. The New York Times article. So, apparently in Zimbabwe, you can do like whatever you want to do if you have enough money. So, and now Cat Lives Matter, whatever, is that what we're doing? Bloomington, Minnesota. Dr. Walter J. Palmer closed his dental office in Bloomington, Minnesota. Dang, dude. That's an expensive line you shot. So apparently in Zimbabwe, it's like, you know, they have, you know, areas like a zoo where you can go and see live animals. They track the animals just like a zoo, but it's almost like a safari. So like you can touch the animals if you want to and get your fingers bit. Like that's the way it works, you know, like a safari. However, if you have enough money, like they'll let you kill the animals. it's illegal to do. But obviously, you know, Zimbabwe, is the economy is crazy. It's just a different way of living. Like, also in Zimbabwe, like, they have a $1 trillion bill. No. Like, I don't think you heard. They have a $1 trillion bill in Zimbabwe. That's, like, how bad the economy is. So, like, someone with money, like a doctor that comes in, if he wants to get a, if he wants to, you know, kill a lion, no, he can do that. You know, with the right amount of money in a government like that. So people like this guy, Dr. Let me pull his name, Dr. Walter. They, you know, do this. It's a despicable act. I mean, which is needless to say. Especially to do it at basically a zoo.
Come on, man.
Like, dude, what kind of monster are you? I don't really pass judgment on people. But if you kill animals at the zoo, dude, you're pretty much a scumbag. And I found out you killed a walrus. Like, who kills a walrus, dog? Like, walruses don't hurt. What do you do with a dead walrus? Like, honest, like, a lion, I guess, you know, if that's what you're into, if you're a hunter and you want to, like, hang the lion head, you know, in your house, you know, and it's furry and people see it, like, oh, wow, you know, or like a buck, like a deer. But a lot of people kill deer and they hang it up and then they eat the meat, you know. Who's out here eating lion meat, dude? Is a lion meat a delicacy now? Like, I've never been to, like, a restaurant and, like, lion was market price. Like, I don't know who eats lion. And furthermore, who eats walrus, dude? What are you killing? You can't even hang a walrus up in your house. Like, if I walked into somebody's house and they had a walrus hanging on the wall, I'd leave. Because, like, if you kill a walrus, you'll kill me. Like, who kills a... It's like killing a seal. I mean, I'm sure people eat seal meat. Like, walrus, ain't that all fat, too? And how do you, like, get a walrus on? Like, it's not small. This dude's a despicable human being. And for that, dude, killing walruses and killing lions at the zoo, Dr. Walter J. Palmer, you, my friend, are the diabolical hater of the week. All right, so about time to wrap up the pod. I guess I want to talk Russell Wilson contract a little bit. I mean, it's kind of quick. We can do that in the quick hitter section. Let's hit it and quit it. Quick hitters.
Can we hit it like we did one more time from the top? Can we hit it like that one more time? One more time. Let's hit it and quit.
Go ahead.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
So the Russell Wilson contract. Russell Wilson basically is set like an $88 million contract, which is not important. What you need to know is Russell Wilson is going to make $60 million, guaranteed. And he's probably going to see all $88 million because he's young enough, and like they're not going to cut him, and he's not going to renegotiate if he's smart. So he'll probably get all $88. What does that mean for the Seahawks? It means, number one, you have a quarterback, which is the most important thing in NFL. So maybe your team gets a little worse because you can't keep all the players with him making that much money. However, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not good anyway. So what does it work? Like, do you want to not pay the quarterback $60 million and be the Cleveland Browns? Like, I'll switch it with you right now. Like, if you want to give us Russell Wilson, you know, I'll give you, you know, whoever's on the roster now. You know what I mean? You can have Terrell Pryor. You know what I mean? Welcome. So, it's great. I mean, it's the only thing they really could do. On top of that, for the first three years, you went to back-to-back Super Bowls. You won once, and I'm talking about the Seattle fans, or Seattle in general. You won a Super Bowl. You went to back-to-back Super Bowls, and you only paid them for 3 years. You made $2 million. $2 million. It's nothing. And you actually got some out of it. So if you never win another Super Bowl, it's worth it. It's worth whatever million. You pay Matt Hasselbeck all that money and you didn't win a damn thing. I mean, be happy about it, dude. So the Russell Wilson contract, I think, is great for Seattle. Also, now he's making as much as Cam Newton. So that could tell you something. You know, he's on that level. I think Cam Newton and Russell Wilson are basically the same player. Russell Wilson has a better team around him, though. Cam Newton was drafted first. So, I mean, that hamstrings your team. So, I mean, as a Seattle fan or somebody that supports Seattle, I mean, you should be happy about that. You got value in the later round, so it's great. $60 million. The other thing that's happening, strange enough, is Xbox One. This is important thing. Xbox One is coming out with a chat pad, which is great. I love the chat. Chat pad is the greatest invention on the Xbox of all time. Love it. Because you can curse people out quick. Like now, I don't curse at people that much online anymore. Anyway. I block people. Like I'm too old for that. But when I do or want to send a message, the chat pad was great. You know, you have to scroll through. Like, you know, it's a Nokia cell phone. Like I don't have time for that. But the chat pad is coming to Xbox One. So that's great. Yeah. Other quick hitter, my last one, Lenny Kravitz. And I mean, at the end of that kind of thing, it's trending. It literally, it's trending. That's going to be the show. So let's wrap it up. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you guys for listening. As I said, this is the second podcast of the day. I think I'm going to run this as its own episode. This is going to be episode probably 68. So, if you haven't, if you're in hip-hop, definitely listen to the first episode that I did earlier today. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, at Courtney Shane. You know, send me whatever messages, mail, whatever you want to see. If there's somebody you want me to listen to, as far as music, I give you my opinion. You know, my opinion is gold, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, no one else is going to hear it but me. And my girl's cat, but nonetheless, it's my opinion. It's golden. Also, you can contact the show at contactcomedicpros@gmail.com. And go to CourtneyShaneWilliams.com for like any updates. You want to see where I'm performing next Thursday. I'm in Seattle, the Central District, I think, Thursday. So you can check me out Thursday if you want to check me out Thursday. And hopefully, I have announcements coming out with some festivals that I end up getting into or some showcases. But stay tuned. Stay tuned. That's going to be it for the show. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to talk to you next week. We're back on schedule. I'm in town. Next week, we're talking. Thanks.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Aha. Aha. What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Toodaloo.